Welcome to Mr. Wrestling Theater 420.
Your semi-favorite.
Inconsistent.
Incorrect.
Incoherent.
Inappropriate.
Unprofessional.
Sometimes weekly.
Wrestling-based podcast.
On Anchor.fm. It's Wednesday, you know what that means.
What the fuck is up? Mr. Wrestling Theater 420, episode 87, season 4, episode number 1.
Yes. Happy birthday to Vince.
Oh, yeah. Birthday bash.
Title
for the show.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to Vince McMahon,
boo.
Rocky Johnson,
fine,
Tino Sabatelli,
whatever the fuck that is.
Grand Metalik, Funaki, Dan Henderson, Dave Chappelle, Cal Ripken Jr., Reggie Miller, and Mystery Wrestling Theater 420.
There we go.
Happy birthday to us.
Shame of the day is birthday cake. That's even fitting.
Yep. That makes sense. That works.
All right, so let's get into the weeks of review, because we haven't really done much wrestling. So you can talk about literally anything that's happened, you know, whether you watched it, whether you saw it on the internet, like whatever. You want to talk about anything the last couple of weeks, we can run through that. Cool. So start off wherever you want. Just pick a company and go with it, I guess. Want to talk about fucking CM Punk being a douchebag?
Yeah, yeah. What was up with that? Like, was that actually scripted?
No.
Or... Okay. Because everything I've read said it wasn't scripted. Yeah,
from what I've read, he went into business for himself. So I guess he gets to be a douchebag of the day.
Yeah, he should be at that point. So, like,
CM Punk is now a douchebag of the day. What the fuck is that all about? Like,
yeah, like,
just because you're mad?
Yeah, like, what is he mad about anyway? Like, what's the big deal?
I don't understand this what's time. Going on. I don't understand it either.
He's fucking champion still.
Yeah, now it's not on pay-per-view, though. He doesn't get the main event All Out, which is their fucking WrestleMania, right? Or not? Is that Double or Nothing?
I don't know. I guess it's Double or Nothing, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
But anyway, yeah, so he doesn't get the main event of pay-per-view.
No.
He doesn't get the main event Survivor Series, whatever the fuck we're calling this one. SummerSlam.
I don't know.
It's not really summer, it's September.
Yeah, maybe it is there. It almost is kind of like their fucking WrestleMania to me, because the first one was All In, not All Out.
Right.
You know? And I know their first major pay-per-view, like, after that was Double or Nothing, so I could see how that could be considered WrestleMania, but...
I don't know.
It's one of those two.
Either way. Right, exactly. So he doesn't get the main event WrestleMania if he loses.
I guess it's more like their SummerSlam then, because it's their biggest show of the summer or the end of the summer. I don't know.
Fine. Either way. He's not main event in SummerSlam either.
No.
Or is Moxley not going to win? Or does MJF come out and fuck this all up?
I mean, that's a possibility too. Because I feel like, why are you throwing away that match on TV?
Yeah, it makes why no are you sense. Throwing away that match on TV? It's a unification match for your biggest champion.
And it's like, I don't know, and Punk coming out and calling out fucking Thing and going to business for himself, like, it's just dumb. And, like, that's why I'm kind of over Punk now. I'm like, what is going on? Like, I read all that shit and was just kind of like, I'm done with this now. Like,
dude, shut the fuck up. Like, wrestle.
Just have fun and enjoy it. Like, I don't know why you gotta bitch about everything so badly.
Go be a Dustin Rhodes, who was happy to be alive.
Yeah.
Had to be relevant, kind of.
Yeah.
And you're the champion of that company.
Yeah.
You should like it more. But anyway, yeah, so apparently him and fucking Paige have, like, beef.
Oh.
Like, real beef.
Oh. Well, that kind of makes sense, I guess. I don't know.
It makes sense. You know, to an extent, it's not, like, perfect by any means.
No.
But still, like, it doesn't justify what he did.
No, just calling him out for a match. Like, of course he didn't come out. Like, he probably wanted to.
No, he wasn't scripted, so he didn't know if he was supposed to blow by fucking Tony Khan. Like, oh, I'm going out there to confront Punk.
Yeah, and get into a real, actual fucking, like...
I'm gonna go punch him in the fucking face.
Shoot fight. Like, I...
Was Heyman come out and cost Punk the match?
Huh?
Is it going to be Heyman that comes and interrupts it?
It might be now. Tonight. Oh, yeah, it is tonight. It might be now. Honestly. Like, maybe they're going to try to put this all into script somehow to save it. I don't know. Or fucking Dean just takes it and they're like, fuck you, Punk.
Dean.
I mean, I keep doing that lately. I don't know why. Moxley takes it.
Dean.
I mean, that promo between the two of them that night wasn't on Wednesday night wasn't bad last week.
I don't think it was even that good.
Yeah.
It was mediocre.
Yeah.
From both of them.
True.
I mean, that's what I think anyway. Like, I don't think it was good. Like you said, it wasn't bad.
No.
But good is not a word.
I had a couple funny moments.
There's yeah, a couple I think a line in there maybe that I thought was like, yeah, that was humorous. Yeah, but yeah, like,
you're always the third best of your group, basically. Right. Like, which is a funny one.
But he's not the third best in fucking, unless you count Regal. And I don't, and I think Mox is better than fucking D-Rag.
I think Mox is better than all of the people in that group, in my opinion. But
unless you count Regal.
Yeah, then it's a tough one. But I don't think you can count Regal. I think he's counting.
Yeah, he's counting Wheeler and fucking
Wheeler and Cesaro or Claudio,
right?
Whatever the fuck you want to call him.
And Cesaro's not my number one.
No.
What is it, mid-card world title?
Yeah. You know, and like
you know, all the fucking ROH people are like all just AEW guys now.
Yeah.
They got rid of all like what made ROH ROH.
Yep.
I guess Wheeler. But he was.
Yeah. That's Wheeler's. Really not super ROH though.
He was ROH from the end when they ended.
When they ended, yes, but like, how long was he there? It's not like,
I mean, by that definition,
guys like Gresham who like walked out because of all that. Like, he's been there much longer than you know. But you lost all that. I mean, technically, you got Jay Lethal, but he's more AEW now. So
yeah, and also AEW Dark.
Yeah,
fuck's he doing?
AEW's got the problem now where they have too large a roster and not enough TV time. That's the problem because I can't. I feel like you can't count any of the YouTube shit as like actual like TV time.
Okay.
Because how many people are true? I know there's definitely people out there watching it, but like, how many people are really incorporating that into their weekly run? Because I like, never
it's,
do.
It's already so busy.
Yes.
I mean, I can barely keep up as it is.
There's a show every night, Monday through Friday, and Friday's technically got two.
And technically, if you want to count Dark,
yeah,
Monday has two.
Exactly. So not even counting that, you still got, like, Raw, NXT, Dynamite, Impact. Then you got Rampage. SmackDown and Rampage. And then there's usually a pay-per-view some Saturday or Friday.
On, right.
Usually somewhere.
If you want to count YouTube and shit, like NWA exists somewhere.
Yeah.
New Japan exists and New Japan Strong exists.
Yeah.
I cannot keep up with that shit.
No, it's just too much. So.
So I just, you know, sometimes I have to just read through a fucking week of wrestling.
Yeah. Because it's way too much crap sometimes. Like, you pick a couple shows and go, I guess this is what I'm going to actually watch. The rest I'm going to read.
Right.
Because it's too much. Most people don't have that kind of free time.
If you do, God bless you.
Yeah. It's great. I'd love to be able to have that much free time to do it.
But nope.
I don't.
I don't. No way near. Even if I did have that kind of free time, I just don't want to start the TV for fucking 16 hours.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck it is. Probably more than that.
I do like the fact that Raw is worth watching again these past couple weeks.
I mean, Raw last night was pretty... I mean, Johnny Gargano last night was a big surprise for me.
Like, yeah, no reports, I wasn't. No one nothing. I wasn't expecting anything like that. It is funny though how Trips is like turning Raw into like Black and Gold Raw slowly. Black and Gold.
SmackDown Live.
Yep. So
call what it used to be again.
But it's getting better because there's better in-ring content. Too, I think, is the biggest improvement.
They let the matches go longer.
They let them go longer. They let them actually wrestle. You know, and that's what the big draw... Because honestly, at the end of the day, storyline-wise, neither one of them is better than the other.
I think I read somewhere, like, during the women's tag team fucking thingy-bob tournament thing.
Yeah.
That one of the matches, I can't remember what the fucking match was now, was longer than the entire Queen of the Ring tournament.
Which is, like, ridiculous when you think about
yeah.
it. But that's how, like, Trips gave the women a lot of screen time in NXT.
Yep.
You know, and he's...
Well, I mean, he had Bayley, Charlotte, fucking Becky, and...
He had a lot to work with, which was good.
Whatever one I didn't say. Sasha?
Yeah.
Whatever the fourth one was. I mean, anyway, those four, you know the four.
Yeah. WWE, NXT, Four Horsewomen.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah, he had a lot to work with.
And he had Asuka.
Yeah. So, And he's got a lot to work with on the main roster now, because it's like basically all the black and gold.
Right, yeah. And so, a couple of thrown-ins.
Yeah. So he can give them good screen time again, which is probably a good thing, you know?
Technically, Bailey and them were before Black and Gold.
They were that, like, beginning, like, when they first hit the network.
Right.
I mean, but they kind of paved the way for Black and Gold, because you would then say Black and Gold probably came in, like, around the time they left, and people like Bala and Asuka and Io and...
Right, even Bala's on the cusp.
Yeah.
Because he was there before. He also had a Black and Gold run.
Yeah.
So.
He did. So... You know, you got Karrion Kross back. He brought a lot of people back that weren't in, like, any big contracts, right, which was good. And Kross will be done right, because he'll be more Killer Kross than...
Dexter Lumis, even, for that matter.
Yeah. Dragging Miz away.
Yeah, what the fuck was that about?
Dexter Lumis being Dexter Lumis.
Who the fuck is that other guy? Just some random plant?
Like, it must have been some random plant. Like, it took all the attention away from Lumis, you know?
Like, just by himself in riot gear.
Yeah.
That doesn't look suspicious at all. But yeah, so bringing back some of the other people.
Yeah.
It's definitely Raw Black and Gold, and I want to call it SmackDown Live, because I don't want to call it SmackDown Black and Gold.
Yeah. It's true. But he understands a lot more what true wrestling fans want. Because the storylines are always going to seem the same after a while. There's only so much you can reinvent.
How much betrayal can you fucking watch?
But at least if you actually... But yeah, exactly. So, but at least if you let the wrestlers wrestle and put on decent shows with it, like matches with it, let them go. Like, hell, even Kevin Owens and Gable had a pretty good match.
Good match.
Which would have been like a fucking, not even a 5-minute match before. Probably.
Right, it'd been a quick match.
Yeah.
But, it might have been like a 10-minute match.
But AEW needs to start. Then I think they need to start letting people go.
I don't think that. I mean, like, because when are they going to go? Because then WWE's going to have the exact same problem again.
Yeah.
Again, there's only so much fucking TV time.
Yep. And it's just so many fucking people. So many people. Because AEW has a massive roster.
They do have a massive roster.
You know?
I mean, they're letting some of them go, like, slowly.
Yeah, I think what they're going to just do is let contracts expire and then not even...
Right.
Try to...
Go out to your big hitters and...
Yeah.
You don't really need any of those fucking dark mid-carders.
Exactly. Because, unfortunately, at the end of the day, what really is bringing people in is the fact that, like, you're former WWE rosters, if you will. You got a lot of them. They do have some good homegrown talent, though.
Right. I mean, you could push
like
a few
MJF,
of them.
You know what I'm saying? You got your MJFs and Sammy and Jungle Boy and...
Which is what the TNT title should be for.
Yep. You got a lot of those guys, you know, even Wardlow, for that matter, who is the TNT champion right now.
True.
So you got a lot of that. A lot of that going on. Well, you do have the homegrown talent still, but I mean, Moxley's got to be one of their biggest draws, and Punk,
and Jericho,
and I was just saying Jericho. That's
not Christian.
It's not Christian at all. And him and his stupid Bond villain look like it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, Christian's always been the Marty Jannetty of that tag team, huh?
Yeah, he's been the most successful Marty Jannetty, but he's still in...
I wonder if he has been the most successful Marty Jannetty. I'll think about it. You keep talking. Marty Jannetty...
Like, who else?
Marty Jannetty.
Yeah.
the first Marty Jannetty.
Yeah, exactly. You always got to think of the other...
Stevie Ray.
Yeah.
Was it Stevie Ray? Whatever.
Christian's held world titles...
He has.
Most other Jannetty type roles have not.
No.
So, therefore, that kind of brings him to the top of the list, but at the end of the day, he's really just a B-plus player. At most.
I'll give him a C.
Yeah, at most.
Captain Charisma, Christian Cage.
Captain Charisma.
He gets a C. Captain Kurtz is my favorite one.
Yeah.
I think about Christian Cage.
Yeah. Christian Cage sounds stupid. I don't know. It sounds like some name of like some Jean-Claude Van Damme character from the 90s.
No, what it is, it reminds me of Johnny Cage. Like, immediately. For that matter, so does Brian Cage.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just think Mortal Kombat immediately. Oh, Johnny Mundo Nitro Impact.
God, yeah.
Could probably just be Johnny Cage.
Fucking Johnny Mundo. He has had like 10 names. They all start with Johnny.
It's Johnny whatever show you're on. I don't even know where he is now, but what is he? Johnny Elite. Yeah, he was Elite.
He was Elite for a minute.
What happened to him over there? I didn't see him since. So no. It's not him. He's not in a draw.
He did something in Triple R, which would just be like the Johnny Mundo or whatever, right?
Right. He's Johnny Mundo there. Maybe Johnny L Elite. All right. So, any other random bitchins that you want to talk about? Besides the fact that I've given away a fucking pay-per-view match?
Yeah, like, that's so stupid.
Like, you can give away pay-per-view quality matches, but not a title-for-title, not title unification match.
Yeah, of that caliber, that's supposed to be a pay-per-view draw. What are you doing? That's why I feel like there has to be some fuckery behind that one.
There's going to be some fuckery. Wouldn't surprise me if we got a triple threat or a fatal four-way for those titles.
Yeah.
A triple threat being MJF or Paige.
Or both. Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me. Unless, I don't know what else they would have up their sleeves. And why you would just give that away on a television show. Or Tony's just doing too much coke. I don't know.
He needs to give the booking to somebody else. Give it to Arn. Give it to someone who's been around a little bit. Like, or at least let the people in the room talk.
Yeah. Because I feel like
it's like fucking, you know, Cornette now. Like, it's not like they make all mistakes, but like, you gotta bring some of the old shit back in.
Yeah. And that's the problem. It's too spot heavy sometimes. You can save those matches more for your actual pay-per-views and not even your little fancy fucking half pay-per-view special.
You can do that at a half pay-per-view. I'm cool with that. Because, I mean, like, it's a little bit specialer.
Yeah, just don't go too crazy with them because they do them, like, every other week now.
Right.
That's the other thing. Like, do we really need a special
thing? Edge throwing a Canadian Destroyer out of nowhere, though.
Yeah.
Hometown, though. Hometown,
that was a play on the whole Canadian thing. Like, well, it's also, 10 years in the making.
Everybody else gets to do it. Why can't Edge?
Yeah. So, but that was just like one spot. There wasn't like 1,000 crazy spots. You had that and you had the table one.
The table one was brutal. What about the fucking Barry Barricade one?
Yeah. But still, though, I don't know.
I mean, that would have been fine if it was by itself. Even the table, because he didn't even clear any monitors off. He just fucking threw them on.
Oh, thank God they just have the little, like, small little tablet looking things now. Because if that was like the 90s, you would have been dead. And although that's happened in the 90s, because technically when Mankind went through that one off the Hell in a Cell, then nothing was removed from it.
I don't think that was entirely planned that way.
No, because Foley was just like, throw me off, because he's a fucking idiot. And Taker's like, what? You sure?
He's a fucking idiot.
Like, Foley is just an idiot.
He's not. But he is.
Oh, no, he's an idiot. He does not make sound choices with his body.
Did not.
Yeah.
The soundest decision he ever made was retiring.
Yes.
No last match for you, please.
Yeah, no. That's why he's got, like, one leg shorter than the other and half an ear. Like, maybe you went a little too far, bro. Like, don't get me wrong.
You ever watched that thing where he lost half his ear? He used to do like this thing where he like would fall through the ropes or whatever, and get tied up in them.
Yeah.
Well, like, it caught his fucking ear in the ropes, and like it just ripped it out.
I've heard him talk about it happen. I haven't actually like seen.
Oh no, it was like actual like video, and like the magic exists.
Yeah, I haven't seen that, but I've seen him talk about it and explain what happened. Like, Jesus, Foley.
It doesn't look like it looked like it hurt that bad at the moment, even.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it did. I'm going to say, you're off, see if it doesn't hurt. But
yeah,
like,
I'm pretty sure, like, any part of my ear coming off would hurt. I don't want to think about that.
That's... No, but, like, it's like, because, no, he was that badly tied into it or anything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep. Just the dangers you, and all of them take. Because a lot of them do crazy shit nowadays, too.
Yeah, well, most of the wrestlers are stupid, right? Exactly.
Yeah. Because a lot of them just... they do some stupid things. Like, some of the, like, moves on the outside, like, when you're like... like, that could go wrong.
So, yeah,
why did you do that?
Why?
Well, you don't need to do that, like, all the time. Like, save that for a once-in-a-lifetime thing or a once-in-a-moment thing. Don't always try to, like, almost kill yourself, please.
Problem is, the Cause fans. Because everybody's like, oh, no,
because the fans are fucking, bloodthirsty.
Right, do something fucking cooler.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm bored, do something else. And it's like, eh, not a good idea. But okay.
Yeah, if it was, if everything was chain wrestling, we'd be so pissed off.
Yeah.
A good chain wrestling match is fine.
Yeah, but you don't want it all.
Right, you don't want just chain wrestling.
Exactly. But you can still have decent moments without doing some of the crazy things they do.
I totally get it. Some of the super chaotic things. Like, don't jump off of things.
That's ladder matches scare me a lot, too. Like, when some of the shit they do in ladder matches. Like, that... and, like, that fucking...
my biggest fear is the ladder itself.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's always, like, leaning up against shit weird.
It's gonna go, it's gonna,
yeah, I'm gonna catch the corner or something.
And someone's gonna catch it, like, or even, I mean, when like they, a, like fall a, into them when they're bridged over things, like metal can just fucking
like
bend.
Like a random tractor hanging over the fucking.
Yeah, that terrified me when the fucking.
Like, what do you, can you back it up a little?
Yeah, why is it right over it? Like, you're gonna, someone's gonna hit their head on that and need, like, 30,000 stitches.
Like, I'm surprised nobody hit their head on that damn thing.
It was a miracle. It was a great idea, because that was, like, one of our, like, far and few between five-star matches because of it.
Right.
But I was so panicked the whole time. And then when he was hitting the ring, I'm like, he's gonna kill someone in the audience. Like, what is he doing? Like, this is not OSHA certified.
Yeah, someone's on the fucking pallet. I don't think he gives a fuck.
No. But, yeah. That was a thing. Raw's getting better. SmackDown is good.
I think Trips is doing a good job currently, yeah. Him and...
and a lot of people I see bitch about, like, he's not changing stupid storyline aspects. And it's like, you can't... he's not going to change too much at once. There's going to be slow changes over time. You just try to come in and completely do a huge overhaul isn't going to work either.
Well, I mean, that's what happened at NXT 2.0. Like, it was a huge overhaul. And I was like, what the fuck just happened?
And it's and it fails because of that. And so it's a good thing that he's not... like, yeah, I know there's some stupid things that might need a change still. But I'm actually entertained now.
Yeah.
Two weeks in a row, and I can actually watch it and be entertained and not fall asleep.
I mean, I could definitely fall asleep. I can fall asleep to anything because I don't watch them live anyway, so I'm usually watching them after work.
True, but they're worth watching again.
Right.
I had like 6 months without Raw, basically, that I just only watched SmackDown. I stopped watching NXT too because that got so bad. Apparently, I read something, though, that they're going to like revamp NXT again because the like UK is going away.
UK is going away. Temporarily-ish.
Yeah, it said it's going on hiatus.
What's happening is it ends officially at Clash, I think, where they combine the two titles together.
Yeah.
But it's going away until 2023, next year, sometime.
Because yeah. He just
Triple H said that rebranded as NXT Europe. Pretty much they released a whole bunch of wrestlers because of it, so they're not, you know, held up and they can do what they gotta do for next year.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them are coming over, obviously, but not all of them.
Yeah, because they said that some of the NXT roster is gonna get brought up, too. I was like, what?
So I mean, good influx of people around, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens, though. I mean, I don't watch that show either. I mean, I consider that a YouTube show, even though it's on Peacock.
Yeah.
Thank God, there's another hour that I don't fucking watch.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it in fucking forever.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, but Triple H has always had a plan of having an NXT Europe, NXT Asia.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, maybe another one. Maybe NXT, like, Central America or something.
Yeah, Central South America or something.
I'm thinking more Mexican, so maybe, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Central America.
Central America. Yeah. You know, Mexico's not in Central America, technically.
Technically, it's not. But,
but whatever.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Or let's call it NXT Mexico.
NXT Latin.
Latin America.
Call it NXT Latin. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, you can throw Puerto Ricans in there, too.
Yeah, because wrestling is really big in
Puerto
Rico.
Yeah.
I had it, like, I almost slurred my words there.
You should say, like, if you were to say that one.
Oh.
You a little high today? Birthday cake? A little too many sprinkles for you?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
All right. Well, I guess that's
I think that's all wrestling. I got for like, unless you got anything else.
No, let's just get into the fun stuff. We got King. I don't know if he's going to talk about what he's going to come talk about something. I don't think he remembers our birthday or not. So it might just be a regular rant from him. And then when I have games planned. We might do a game and then a break and then a game and then a break.
Yeah, okay.
We'll do shorter ones. So, pretty much if we played a game so far, we're probably going to play it again because it's birthday game time.
Okay.
All right?
Works for me.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. I am the King of Old School. This is the Monday Night Rant on Mystery Wrestling Theater 420. As always, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and send us a comment. Tell us what you're thinking about the new regime. Personally, I'm surprised. I didn't think it was going to be this quickly when you'd see such a change. Let's put it that way. And you can definitely see there is a change. So, yeah, I'm very surprised by that. What do you think, though? This is my thoughts. This is what I'm here to record is my thoughts. So what are yours? If you don't want to do that, drop that hashtag, shut up, King. Make that shit trend. Come on, people. Anyway, let's get down to business. Monday Night Raw was okay. Wasn't spectacular, but it was okay. I mean, there were two good matches. The rest of it was in and out. But yeah, I really liked the match between Lashley and AJ. That was a good match. I liked, I definitely like the return of the prize fighter, Kevin Steen, as opposed to the bullshitter Kevin Steen that they've had for quite some time. From what I've been told, Triple H was very against the bit between Elias and Ezekiel and Kevin Owens. He wanted him to drop that as soon as possible. From what I'm told, Triple H is not a big fan of the Ezekiel Elias storyline in general. I've read this on multiple things, and I've seen it on a couple other YouTube pages as well, saying the same thing, that he's just not a fan of that, and he wants said character to choose which character he's going to actually play going forward. He does not want him to have a multiple deal Mick Foley style. Because he said he just doesn't have the talent to pull it off. Well, he didn't come out and say that, but that's pretty much what was inferred on it. Personally, I don't know what I think about the guy, about Ezekiel Elias, but, you know, that's just my thought. I don't know what I think about him just yet. He needs something. If they had another guy come out and play the other brother, I think that would be better, but we'll see what's going on here. But yeah, I liked Owens coming out, talking, you know, saying he was coming back as the prize fighter. I liked the bit with him and McIntyre right off the bat, you know, going at each other. That was incredible. Not incredible, but I mean, it was a good match. And once one that was unexpected, so you can't really complain about it, but it was a good one. Like I said, AJ Styles' match was good. I liked that with Lashley. There's something with Lashley in that U.S. title, even back before back way in the day when his first go-around in WWE, there was something with him on that U.S. title that he always had a good showing when he defended that. And I don't know if it has something to do with his military experience. I don't know if it's just in my head. But it just seems like he is a different competitor when he's got that title around his waist. Even when he's got, as opposed to when he's got the big belt around his waist. That's just me. I like Lashley, though. I think I'm one of the few people that actually do like Lashley. So, we'll see what's going on. We'll see what goes into that. The tag match wasn't... Well, let me rephrase it, because there was two tag matches. The tag match between... in the women's tournament, that wasn't bad. It wasn't great. I thought it was going to be better. I was a little disappointed by that. You know, considering that you had three former champions in there and Doudrop, who can surprise you at times. So, I thought that was going to be a lot better than it was, but, well, I'm curious to see how this tournament's going to end. And that's something that I never thought I would have said a few months ago, because, let's be honest, that women's division was dying with the way that they were doing things. It all seemed to be so pre-planned. Now you've got actual matches where they can go either way. I mean, and the matches are actually entertaining. So, I mean, you can see that this is what Triple H wants going forward. You can see that this is how he wants to change things. So, go for it. Keep it up. Let's move on to SmackDown. Actually, before I go to SmackDown, I want to talk about Miz and Ciampa. They're okay as a tag, I'm not going to lie. And keep them together for the tag purposes, you know, to build up the tag division, I can semi-see that for a little while. But I want to see them split up. You know, keep them going for a little bit, by all means. Keep, you know, let them go against, like, the Mysterios and fucking... maybe not the Street Profits, but, you know, the Mysterios, maybe the Judgment Day. Build up, you know, help them build up that way. Don't, by any chance, give them the tag titles. But let's see, you know, see if they can help enhance some of these other tag teams and get them up a step. So that's what I want to see them do with those two. And then I want to see Ciampa turn on Miz, or vice versa. Going to turn Ciampa face again. And I think that would allow Ciampa to, after time, elevate himself back up, because I think that he has what it takes to be another... I mean, obviously, he can be the big star he did it in NXT. So I want to see him turn into another main eventer. You know, have him start slowly, obviously, go for the U.S. title since he's on Raw, and go from there. This is why I'm saying to hold off for a bit, see if somebody unseats Lashley, and then go for that guy. So that's why I'm saying let them build up as a tag team a little bit, go against other teams, make them look better, help them set up for, you know, an actual tag team division, build up that division with the Street Profits, with the Mysterios, with fucking Judgment Day, with, I mean, you got the Viking Raiders, the New Day, you got the Usos. You do have a division now. You've got the belts combined. Stop carrying around four fucking belts. Make it one big-ass belt again. And then, there you go. Moving on. Now let's get to SmackDown. So... the bit with Ronda Rousey, that was entertaining. I kind of like where they're going with that. Building her up to be kind of like a Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know, situation. And before that, it was Rowdy Piper. Both of which were they were faces. The fans loved them, but they weren't faces. They were not the typical faces. They were, you know, anti-authority, I'm going to do what I want. Heel faces kind of a deal. They're good guy, bad guys. And I think that them building Ronda Rousey into that situation, that's almost perfect for her. should have her go out there. Not so much be, you know, the rule-breaking bad guy, but that I don't care. The rule-breaking good guy, excuse me. But being that I don't care kind of person, I'm just going to go out here and kick ass. That's what I want to see. And if they're going to build her up that way so that she is there full-time. Because I know that the part-time bullshit is what, in my opinion, killed a lot of the viewers. Okay, they didn't want to see Lesnar doing things part-time. They didn't want to see fucking Reigns out there part-time. Goldberg out there part-time with the belt. Rousey had a part-time with the belt. Before that, The Rock had it, but that was almost 10 years ago, if not over 10 years ago at this point. Just throwing out a few. I mean, I understand why some of them are doing it. I get that. I get Reigns did it because he held the belt for over 2 fucking years and he's got health concerns. I get why he's part-time. I get why Rousey was part-time. She had a kid. She wanted to be home. I get it. I just don't like the part-time champions. Okay, if you're going to be a champion, you set aside a couple months and or so and say, okay, I'm focusing on this, and when I lose the belt, I'm going to disappear for a while. That's, you know, set it up with creative that way. Okay, I'm coming out. You know, if you're going to give me the belt, I'm going to go on a run. Give me, like, 4 months, and then I'll drop it. I'm going to go away. I'll come back next big pay-per-view after that. Give me, like, 2 months off. I get it. Do it that way. Oh, well. Moving on to the women's tag team tournament on SmackDown. I wanted to watch the other team coming up from NXT because I've heard some bits about them. I did not write down the name, and I apologize because now I feel like an asshole. But I've heard some bits about them. I didn't actually see them in the ring. And then I was told, nope, they're not coming out. It's Toxic Attraction. So I went in and I watched that, and they're actually decent in the ring. Or at least they showed that they were decent in the ring on SmackDown, let's put it that way. Because I know that on NXT, people do complain that they weren't that great. That they were just in there because of their looks. At least that's, you know, from what I've seen on the internet. They looked okay, and I've got this feeling that they're going to end up at least in the finals of that tournament. So we'll see what happens there. Moving on to that 5-way match for the IC title, I get how that ended. I understand that, and I'm not complaining about that right now. I really didn't have any expectations. I saw the bit with Sammy and Roman, and I was like, okay, is this how it's going to end? And then I saw Sheamus going out there, and I'm like, okay, you got a European now going in for this at a European event. Is this how it's going to go? And I was like, you know what? I honestly don't care as long as Corbin doesn't win it. So going in with that, it wasn't a bad match. And Corbin fucking with Sami Zayn, that I think is going to set up something. I can't, when it comes to Sami Zayn, I just can't tell which way he's going to go. I mean, yeah, he's underrated in the WWE, and I'm calling him the underrated from the underground. That is fucking perfect, because he is just that. But there's times where he looks like he's nothing more than a jobber. And is that because of the way the WWE books him, or because Vince just didn't have anything planned for him, and maybe with Triple H he's gonna, you know, actually get some sort of a push? I don't know. I think that I said before that the shit with fucking Jackass was going to kill him for a little while. Apparently I'm wrong, because he looks like he's about ready to go on a push. I think that the shit with Corbin during that match is going to set him up, probably face turning him again to go against Corbin. Just my thought. Also noticing Madcap Moss is involved again. First off, can they drop the Madcap and give him a real first name? Can I have him go back to fucking Riddick or whatever they want to do with him? You know, have him go as far away from fucking Corbin as possible. Even if they just leave it as Mad Moss, I mean, I don't think that would... I don't know. Maybe not. But yeah, give him another name and give him a little more of a push. Not maybe more of a push, but give him a different name. Give him a little bit of a gimmick. See what he can do with it. But yeah, I get what they're doing with the IC thing. I get what they're doing with the entire pay-per-view now that I'm, you know, dumbing it down more. They got McIntyre going against Reigns, Scottish guy fighting it out in the castle. I get that. In England, in the castle. I get that. Now they got the Irish guy going against Gunther, who's, what is he, German? I get that. They're trying to build up their European-born talent to go into the castle and, you know, put them over. Okay, I get that. I get that. I do. It makes sense. Just like when SummerSlam was in England years and years ago, they had the British Bulldog go against Bret Hart in the main event for the IC title, and the British Bulldog won. I get that. What was it, Wembley Stadium? Yeah, I get that. No problem with that whatsoever, at all. But don't stop there. You've got the Vikings. Put them into a tag match with the Usos. That would be a pretty decent, you know, have them just drop new, you know, what they got going the New Day right now. I mean, it's not really going anywhere because fucking Big E's out and they injured fucking Woods, whether it's real or not, and that just leaves Kofi. So if they go in for a tag match against the Usos, if they really wanted to, they could have the New Day come in and interfere with it in some way, shape, or form. But, you know, I think keep going. Have the, give the Vikings, the, you know, they're Scandinavian. Why not? I don't know if they were actually born in Europe, but that's what their gimmick is, so give them a shot. Let's see what we can do. The shit with Liv Morgan and Shayna Baszler. I don't like Shayna Baszler, but she's a decent heel. I don't think she's going to win this match, but she's a decent heel. I'm sorry. I just, Liv Morgan right now, I can't, I'm trying to figure out how, what they're doing. Are they trying to change her character? Is she trying to change her character? I got this feeling it's like Daniel Bryan back when he had the belt all those years ago, right before he dropped it to Sheamus. He was, you know, the underdog, and then he got a little too full of himself, kind of a thing. And then Sheamus dropped him in, what, 30 seconds at WrestleMania, whatever the fuck it was. I got a feeling that's what's going to happen, that's what they're doing with Liv Morgan, is they're building her up to be, you know, she's getting a little too full of herself, kind of a thing. If I'm right. That's just the way that I'm seeing it. So if I'm right, they're going to have someone come up and just take it from her. And it's going to... Is Shayna Baszler the one to do it? Probably not. I get this feeling it's going to end up being one of the big stars that's going to come out and say, you know what? Fuck you. Okay, you're a little too big. You're getting a little ahead of yourself there. Let me slow your roll. Just my thought. And then the match, the face-off between McIntyre and Reigns, that was good. You knew it was going to blow up. But while I'm into that, let me ask this question. What's the deal with Killer Cross, Karrion Kross? Is he like involved in this match? Is this a triple threat? That's what I thought originally, and now I'm kind of veering away. And like, okay, is he setting up now, saying that he's got the next, that he's up next, he's got the winner, or is he going straight against McIntyre? Is he going to fuck with this and make it so McIntyre doesn't win? Is he going to, if McIntyre does win, is he going to take, you know, step up and say, I want your first defense. I mean, how the hell is this working out? Because I thought that that was Theory's job, was to be the one who was going to fuck with things. Thoughts on Theory? I think Triple H is going south on him. I mean, that match with Ziggler wasn't that great. And then I saw bits and pieces of shit that was going on in Europe, in London, on a house show. And from what I saw, Theory got embarrassed by Kevin Owens. And for some reason, Trish Stratus was involved. I didn't. It was nothing but pictures, so I couldn't really go by it. All I could see is that at the end of the match, Kevin Owens apparently beat the shit out of him. And Owens and Trish Stratus post for the selfie making fun of him. So I have this feeling that he's going to end up having the briefcase put on the line at some point. So that's my thought with that. That's pretty much all I've got right now. I did not watch AEW at all. I'm going to make it a point to, you know, try to catch up with that, see what's going on with Punk and Moxley. So that's what I'm going to try to make a point to do the next few days. But yeah, I'm pretty much done talking to myself for now. I do have a few questions for the guys I'm going to pop up with probably at the end of my rant next week. So yeah, I can expect that. I got a couple of decent questions, but I want to see what's going on first before I pop any on you. With that, I'm done talking to myself.
All right, so we're back. Happy birthday to us still.
Yep.
Fuck Vince McMahon. Can't share our birthday.
Nope.
All right, we're going to go fill in the blank for a couple rounds.
Okay.
You remember these, right?
Yep, vaguely.
All right, so blank is the best heel in the business all time.
Okay.
Go.
Blank is the best heel in the business of all time. That's a tough one.
Just top of your head.
Best heel, huh? Ric Flair.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna have to go Flair too. I mean,
just like,
it's gonna be Flair.
He's usually always a heel.
Yeah, and I hate him so fucking much. And
you always hated him. Like, you always hated him. Like, he did his job. You were supposed to hate him, you know?
I agree. I'm gonna have to say Flair, and I was like, I don't want to call him the best of anything. He's just annoying me right now. So, but
yeah,
I guess best heel of all time.
Best heel of all time has to work. Right. You know,
blank is the best face of all time. Or best, whatever I'm trying to say there. Same fucking question, the other way around.
It's really tough because I have to say someone else I probably don't want to say.
See, I was going to think that one.
Yeah.
Or this one. And either way, it's like, whatever. John Cena.
Yeah, and or Hulk Hogan.
Right.
Like, those are your
two biggest baby faces of all time, right?
Yeah. Honestly,
I'm going to say Cena because he never turned heel.
No, he never turned heel. And see, the thing is,
well, Hogan, actually, I guess he was kind of a heel in the beginning, but
he was a heel. He's different from Hogan, where he was a heel at first and became the biggest baby face. Yep. Where Hogan was the biggest baby face and then went heel with the whole NWO thing.
Yeah.
So, which,
then went back to being baby face again.
Yeah.
Even though nobody likes him.
No. So, Cena, though, I'd almost give it to Cena, too, because he's like a baby face outside of the ring, too.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go Cena.
I think that's where I'll go with that one.
I'm going to go Cena. Yeah, like I saved you from saving the other, the other one, even though you said his name.
Yeah, screw him. What's next?
Blank is the greatest heel tag team of all time.
Like, that's a tough one.
It is much tougher than the other two. Obviously, you know the other one's going to be best face tag team
of all time. Yeah, which is fine.
So you can do both at the same time right now. It might be easier that way, go. You can think of fucking battles.
It's tough, though, because, like...
Because WWE switched them too fucking much.
Yeah, and in terms of heat, though, like... fucking Sheik and Koloff had a shit ton of hate because they were, like, you know...
They definitely did.
But they weren't, like, the greatest in-ring.
I was also thinking the gangsters at New Jack and Mustafa.
They created a lot of heat, too. But then I also want to say, like... It's really difficult, but the Usos have basically been heels for a long time now.
Right.
Since they dropped the whole, you know, very Samoan gimmick. You know? And, like, it's tough to say for me on that aspect.
I think I'm going to go with, because of the just sheer hatred toward them where they were, I'm going to go gangsters.
Yeah. I'll probably go Koloff and Iron Sheik with that same kind of premise, I guess.
Yeah,
in my opinion. Because they got booed by everybody in America because they were the enemy in America in the 80s. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I can see yours. Like, because tag teams break up too much. Like,
that's the problem, because it's like, it's a tough thing to say, because there's also times when there's a lot of tag teams that were heels and faces.
Right.
You know? So they've kind of gone back and forth. Like, DX has sometimes been the heel in the situation, and they've also been the face in the situation. So you can't say DX. And how many times did, like, I don't know.
So you got a face one. I think I'm going to go heel. I'm going to go gangsters. Face, I'm going to go... Oof.
Face is difficult, but you could probably almost go with, like, you know, our favorite, like LOD, Road Warriors. They were faces a lot of their career.
They were. They're definitely up there.
But you could also go New Day with this aspect, because they've been faces for a huge portion of their run.
Let's say I'm going to go Hardy Boys, because they were faces for most
they
of their run.
They were faces for most of
I'm going to go Hardy
run.
Boys. I think that's what I want to do there. I think they're the best face tag, you know, the kind of underdogs.
Yeah, usually when they are together, they are the faces. Oh, see, that just brought up a whole nother thing. I would have changed my answer because I didn't even think of that. It would be like the Dudley Boys for the heel team.
It could have been. We skipped like the three easiest tag teams and didn't put them on either of those fucking lists.
Right, you could also go Edge and... I'll go with Edge and Christian for the face tag teams, because they're faces most of the time, too. Together. More of Edge's heel runs have been more when he was on his own than when he was with Christian.
Same so with Christian.
Yeah. They're usually faces in a lot of situations.
I'm gonna stick with the Hardys.
Alright. I'm going to go with Edge and Christian.
I'm doing the Hardys there. All right, I guess that's it for that game.
Okay.
Do you want to move into a different game?
Sure.
All right.
I'm cool with that.
You want to play Guess the Wrestler?
Sure.
So just regular Guess the Wrestler. You just fucking pull up a wrestler. I'll pull up a wrestler. And then we'll try to guess that wrestler.
All right.
So mine is up.
All right, then I guess I'll go first, but I got mine up too.
Okay, go.
AEW, WWE, currently.
Neither. Kind of currently WWE.
That's random.
Yeah, he is currently WWE.
Okay.
But yeah, ask more questions.
World titles?
No.
No world titles. Like, most active decade.
Most active decade.
Like, 80s, 90s.
Definitely 90s. 2000s.
Okay.
I might have some 2010s. 2010, like, Independence 2010 to 14.
William Regal?
No.
Okay.
I never put a timer on.
WCW?
No WCW.
Okay. ECW?
No.
So WWF then?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know when to give you 10 seconds or not, so... But I'll just make it up as I go.
Funaki?
Holy shit.
What?
You, like, got that right.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You might have had more than a fucking minute there, but either way.
I probably did. I feel like I definitely had more than a minute. But I'm like, non-champion fucking WWF only,
it's his birthday. Really? Happy birthday, Funaki.
Yep.
So.
All right.
He's still on the list that way.
I got one for you.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Well, you have to ask questions.
Start a timer this time.
Oh, shit.
So we're not just guessing.
All right. Hang on one second. I gotta go over to my timer and start. I said start. What? What? Oh. Sorry. All right. There we go. Go.
Male?
Yes.
Currently active?
Yes.
In ring?
Yes.
WWE?
Yes.
World champion?
Yes.
Currently?
No.
World champion in the 2020s?
No.
World champion in the 2010s?
Yes.
In the 2000s?
No.
AJ Styles?
No.
Ever been in a stable?
Not in a stable. Tag team only.
Tag team only. Big E?
No. 5 seconds. Make a last guess.
I think I'm gonna go with... Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, Kevin Owens.
Ah. Okay. So, next up for you will be... All set? Ready to go? Start asking questions.
Now?
Yep. Oh, shit. Wait, hang on. Let's do the timer this time. Huh. 1 hour. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And start.
Okay. Male or female?
Male.
Currently active?
Nope.
Active in 2010?
Yes.
Okay.
But barely.
So, let's see. WCW?
At one point?
WWE?
Yep.
ECW?
I don't believe so.
Alright, so just WCW and WWE, world champion?
No.
Tag team champion?
Yes.
Oh. Shit. I gotta just, like, start naming names. I'm trying to think of just tag team champions. I don't know, like, Bubba Ray Dudley?
Nope.
Who the fuck wasn't a world champion? Was a tag team champion?
Timer.
Fuck.
Final guess.
Fucking, like, Arch... No, that makes no sense. Fuck if I know. I hate this sometimes, because I can't just throw out a name, because I have to think about a name. I don't know, like Al Snow.
Nope, it is Roddy Piper.
Oh, fuck.
Tag team champion one time with Ric Flair, probably about 2010. That's why I said barely.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense. I was thinking more 90s people.
Yep, WCW.
Yeah, he did have WCW.
So... All right, you give me one, and then we're on to a new game. Or we'll take a break, and then we'll figure out a new game.
I got one for you.
All right,
go ahead. Then we'll take a break and figure out another game real quick. All right, let me just get my freaking timer going.
Yeah, the timing thing's important. That first one, you took like 2 minutes, I swear.
Yep.
I'll tell when I fucking play it back on the fucking... I'll let you know how long you had on that one.
Okay.
Oh, are you ready?
Yeah, you ready?
Yes. Male.
Yes.
Currently active.
No.
Alive.
Yes.
Predominantly in WWFE.
I'd say predominantly in WWF. No E.
I meant like versus WCW. Would you consider him more of a WWF guy? Or?
I would consider him more of a WWF guy, even though he was in WCW.
He was in WCW. ECW.
No.
NWA.
No.
Any world champion.
Yes.
Any intercontinental champion.
Yes.
Tag team?
Yes.
Yeah. All over the place.
Yep.
In WCW?
Tag team, I believe only in WWE. I could be wrong about that. Timer, anyway.
Ric Flair.
No. Bret Hart.
Bret Hart. Yeah, predominantly WWE. I should have got Bret Hart.
Yeah, he did not have a very long WCW career, thanks to Goldberg.
Fucking Goldberg. Douchebag of the century. All right, we'll be back with a new game, or not a new game, but a different game.
Yeah,
a couple of different games.
All right.
What's going on, y'all? It's your neighborhood bake shop here, MHSL Bake, and you are now rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over there. Make sure y'all tap in anytime they drop. You know what I mean? Good peoples, good topics. Great puns. Yeah, man. Check them out. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 Podcast. Check them out because Bake said so. Money high, stress low. That's the motto. You listening to Save You in the Background featuring my artist I93 Carry On. Make sure y'all check out the new music.
All right, we're back with Wrestling Jeopardy. We did not make these questions, so bear with us.
Yep.
So my categories for you. Our catchphrases, WrestleMania, specialty matches, KFAB terms, and world champions.
I feel like I want to do world champions first.
Okay, probably the easiest one.
I feel like.
I think catchphrases might be easy.
Yeah.
I guess we can both answer them, since I don't know the fucking answers either.
Okay, cool. We'll just play through two boards that way then.
Yep. This former world champion is most famous for being the one who lost the world title to Hulk Hogan in his first reign.
Bob Backlund?
No. In his first reign?
No, not his first reign. He lost his first title to Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Who the hell fucking lost their title to Hulk Hogan? Oh,
for Hulk Hogan's first reign. Bob Backlund.
I don't know.
Who is Bob Backlund? I don't like that question. Oh, who is Iron Sheik?
Oh. Didn't think about that one. I forgot he was champion for a minute, yep. I guess.
All right, so we'll go world champions down the list because it's easier that way.
Yep.
All right. This former world champion is the only man to receive the belt as a result of winning the Royal Rumble. Rick fucking Flair.
That's the easy one. That should have been the first question.
This former two-time world champion ended his second reign in the shortest world title match in history.
The fucking Daniel Bryan?
Yeah, I'm saying Daniel Bryan too, right? 18 seconds or whatever?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's Bob Backlund.
Oh.
This former three-time WWF World Champion started his third reign in controversy as he was victorious in the Montreal Screwjob.
Oh, Shawn Michaels, that's an easy one. If you just left it in controversy, I probably still would have got it. You don't even have to say Montreal Screwjob.
Yeah, this is it. Since I read that, I'm like, oh, that's fucking easy.
Yeah.
He has laid claim to 11 world championship reigns and was just inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame this year. I don't know when this was written.
11, though. Who would have had 11 and gotten inducted? Oh,
this is not new. Who is Edge?
Oh, yeah. Edge had it 11 times before he retired?
Yeah. Huh. Where do you want to go? KFAB term, specialty matches, WrestleMania, catchphrases.
WrestleMania.
WrestleMania. This WrestleMania was billed as the immovable object versus the irresistible force.
Isn't that like Hulk and Andre?
Yeah, it's Hulk and Andre. Third one.
WrestleMania 3, right?
Yeah. Where's WrestleMania 3? Good job. Headlined by Hulk Hogan versus Vince McMahon. This WrestleMania took place in Safeco Field, Seattle, Washington.
Oh.
Eighteen?
Probably.
I'm going to say 18.
18. 18 sounds right.
It is 19.
Off. Off by 1 year. That's Fuck. Annoying.
This star-studded WrestleMania included celebrity guest Muhammad Ali, Cyndi Lauper, Mr.
That's
T.
That's number one.
And Liver.
That's number one.
Oh, I didn't click it, but yeah, it's number one. This WrestleMania was billed as the ultimate challenge as it featured Ultimate Warrior putting his Intercontinental Championship on the line against Hulk Hogan's
six.
WWF World Championship.
Right? Is it six? Yeah,
good job, six. Can you just let me finish reading the question so I can guess too?
Okay.
Whatever, I guess it doesn't matter. This WrestleMania ended with one of the more emotional moments in the event's history. Both Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit celebrated in the ring as world champions.
Oh, which WrestleMania was that? Was that 20?
It was 20. Good job. Catchphrases, specialty matches, KFAB terms.
Specialty matches.
This match can be won by pin, pinfall, submission, or escape.
Steel cage.
Very good. I mean, I knew that too. I think I'm just... Because I already checked the answer for some reason.
Yeah.
Because it sounds stupid. This match can only be won... This match can only be won when all but one competitor has been eliminated by being forced over the top rope.
So, Royal Rumble.
Battle Royale. Battle Royale is the correct answer.
Yeah.
But essentially, that's the same fucking thing.
Royal Rumble is just a Battle Royale of a different type.
Right. This match can only be won when one competitor or a team retrieves an item hung above the ring.
That's a ladder match.
Good job.
That's kind of easy.
That's an easy one. This match can only be won once a competitor cannot answer the referee's 10 count.
The last man standing.
These are easy.
Yeah.
This match main evented WrestleMania 12, Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart over an hour.
Iron Man match.
Once I told you the fucking match, you should have got that one. All right, yeah. You have KFAB terms and catchphrases.
Do KFAB first.
This is the KFAB term for fake.
For fake?
Yeah.
A work?
Work. Good job. For real.
A shoot?
Good job. This is the KFAB term for pranking another wrestler.
Oh, fuck. I know what this is called, and I can't think off the top of my head.
It's not that hard.
It shouldn't be that hard, but why
can't I know what it is, but I just want you to guess
it. I know what it is, because... A rib?
Yeah, it's a rib. It's a ribbon, whatever.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, I know this word. Why can't I think of it?
This is the KFAB term for going to a one-hour time limit draw.
Why don't I know that one?
I didn't know that one.
What is it?
Going Broadway.
I've never heard of that.
No, me neither.
And I've heard a lot of KFAB.
Yep. KFAB term is named for a former wrestler and booker who made it famous. It is the term used when an outcome of a match is booked to be inconclusive. Oh, easy.
I should know this.
You should definitely know this.
Why don't I know this? Why don't I know this?
I think wrestling families.
Well, that's like... I don't know.
It's a dusty finish.
Oh, yeah, okay. Never mind. I should have known that.
Here we go with catchphrases.
All right.
Elvis saying the Heartbreak Hotel, while The Rock often references the...
SmackDown Hotel. That's easy.
Macho Man, Randy Savage, only needed these two words to distinguish himself.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah, whatever.
Do it right.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Are you happy now?
No profit. Stone Cold Steve Austin originated... Austin 316, which he proclaimed, is this.
Says, I just whooped your ass.
I just whooped your ass. Good job. The Generation X had their own t-shirts banned.
Saying suck it?
Yeah, suck it.
Like DX, it has to be suck it.
Hulk Hogan was famous for instructing Hulkamaniacs to train hard. Yeah, say your prayers.
Vitamins.
And what?
Take their vitamins.
Eat your vitamins.
Whatever. Fucking same thing.
Not the same thing.
Whatever.
Misquote. You didn't
eat
get that
your fucking play. Flintstones vitamins.
Yeah, I think it was like actually like wrestling.
Well, they did have wrestling ones too.
All right, I guess I'll suck.
All right, so it's the Big Brawl, Stables, Luchadors.
What the fuck is that?
And Rey Mysterio. Virtual Warfare and the Gold Rush, which I'm guessing is about titles.
Give me the Warfare one.
Virtual Warfare?
Sure.
This WWE games featured the two top shows battling each other out. Oh, okay.
Raw versus SmackDown. SmackDown versus Raw.
Yeah. SmackDown versus Raw.
Corrected myself.
Yep.
This is gonna. This is video games. This is gonna be hard.
Yep. This WWF arcade game was ported to the Sega Dreamcast in 2000.
WWF Survivor Series.
Royal Rumble.
Okay.
This Japanese wrestling game returned to America in 2007, even though it was never here.
Am I supposed to know that?
No, because it's called Fire Pro Wrestling Returns. I've never heard of that.
So, well, was I supposed to know that? Like, for real? Like, this is the worst category for me. This should have been for you.
This 2010 game is the only video game on the iPhone and iPad.
I don't know. Supercard.
TNA Impact.
Oh, I didn't...
This Mexican wrestling game was the only video game designed and produced in Mexico.
Mexican Championship Wrestling.
Lucha Libre Heroes del Ring.
No.
That was a horrible category.
Fuck that category.
We still got Big Brawl, Stables, Luchadors, and Gold Rush.
I don't fucking care.
Alright. Go with Big Brawl, because I don't know what that quite means. This WCW pay-per-view took place every September.
Super Brawl.
Fall Brawl.
Yeah.
Close enough, I guess. This TNA wrestling event takes place in various baseball stadiums across the country.
I don't know. Brawl Park?
TNA? Base Brawl.
Base Brawl.
So I get the whole Brawl theme here now.
Yeah, I get it too. All right.
This match was first seen at SummerSlam 1996 when Mankind defeated The Undertaker.
Boiler Room Brawl.
Yep, you got that one. This WCW pay-per-view sixth installment featured Hulk Hogan versus the Giant in a steel cage.
Fall Brawl?
The Super Brawl.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, you got them backwards. This tournament that mixed boxing with wrestling was won by Bart Gunn in 1998.
I know that already. We don't, Brawl for Brawl.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to...
Alright,
so I would've known that.
Stables, Luchadors, or Gold Rush?
Give me fucking Stables.
They have two words for you.
DX.
Yeah, that's not hard. This stable split into black and white NWO. And Wolfpack. Okay, yep, yeah, that's not hard. The leader of this stable is a 16-time world champion.
Four Horsemen?
Yeah.
I almost said Evolution.
This, I mean, that's kind of almost true, though. This stable of legends dominated TNA in 2009.
Main Event Mafia.
Yep. And last one, the WCW only lasted 3 months in 2000 and featured 47 members. It just says this WCW only, I'm guessing stable.
NWO again?
New Blood.
Oh, okay.
Fuck.
It's just all the young guys.
Yeah, Luchadores or Gold Rush?
You mean Gold Rush?
This title was held by Bruno Sammartino for 11 years.
WWWF?
Yes, correct. This title was first won by the British Bulldog in 1997 and dissolved in 2002.
European.
Yeah. This title was made specifically for TNA Pro Wrestling's No Limits division.
X division.
Yeah. This title was first held by Shane Douglas in the early 1990s.
ECW.
Yep. This title was first won by Norman Smiley in 1999.
WCW Hardcore Champion.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew he was a Hardcore Champion. I just kind of threw it up there.
All right, so now we got Luchadores as last.
Fuck.
He was known as the chairman of WCW.
La Paca.
Yep.
I got one.
The Man of a Thousand Masks.
Mil Mortis, I don't fucking know.
Mil Mascaris, whatever.
But I got Mil right. Half yep. Point.
Son of Dr. Wagner and brother of Dr. Wagner Jr.
Dr. Wagner, I don't know.
Silver King.
I don't know what Silver King is.
We've seen Dr. Wagner Jr. Yeah, Triple
R. He's old.
Yeah. This man wrestled in the WWE as Sin Cara, but returned to Mexico in 2013.
Mystique. Mystico.
Yes, Mystico.
Whatever.
Close Mystico. Enough. I say close enough. Got it. A former member of the NWO and the Rudos leader in Triple A.
What? Say it again?
Hang on. The Rudos lead? I don't know.
I don't want to say that either. fuck. Who else was in a mask and fucking... Conan?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Conan.
I know he's fucking luchador. Technically.
All right.
Cool. Jeopardy kind of sucked. That was not our best Jeopardy round.
No, it was not.
So we're going to do another quick game.
All right.
Your choices for those would be overrated, underrated, fairly rated.
I like
Fuck, Marry, Kill. Yeah. Or guess wrestle by accomplishments.
Overrated, underrated, perfectly rated, all right, cool. Rated, whatever.
That game. I like that game too. All right. So here's one for you.
All
right. I'll give you one first, and it is going to be... Magnus or Nick Aldis.
I guess fairly rated. I'll go with, like, he's not overrated because he's not like looked at as this massive champion.
I think he overrated himself.
Yeah, well, I think they kind of all have to, though, to be somewhat successful. You got to think highly of yourself, but in terms of what people think about him, like, I don't see a lot of people screaming that he's the best in the world, which he's not. But he's not, like, underrated either. He's very evenly stuck at a C.
I can give you that. I think people do tend to overrate him a little bit, because they're like, oh, why is all this not on AEW, or, you know what I mean, not on fucking WWE? Because he isn't that good.
He's not that great. Like, the only thing I really remember him as is Magnus anyway, because I don't watch NWA.
Yeah, I don't either, but...
So, like, I just remember Magnus from TNA days, and he wasn't even one of my favorites then.
He's Mickey James's husband.
Yes, that's what I remember him more as than anything. Your wife has a better career than you.
All right, go. What's yours?
Let's see, like a ladder match.
They're getting extremely overrated. I love them.
I would tend to agree that ladder matches are definitely overrated.
They are done to death. Everything's a fucking, like, I mean, you can't go a week of wrestling without seeing a ladder match or an advertisement for a ladder match.
Yeah, not wrong. Not wrong at all.
I mean, so they're very overrated, but they are.
At one point in time, you know, they were great. But now that they're so overdone, I've seen it all, I expect too much out of them now.
Right.
When I do, like, especially like Money in the Bank matches, I expect way too much out of them. You know, and I'm like, oh, that was all right. Like, I'm never going to see, like, you know, like the Edge and Hardys and like those days. Because it's all been overplayed 1,000 times. So, I agree.
Yeah, I'm going overrated.
I agree with the overrated thing. Alright.
Okay. Bear with me, this was kind of convoluted a little bit, but you'll figure it out, I think. Gimmick influenced specialty matches.
Oh, like guitar on a pole type shit?
Yeah, but don't put anything on a pole, but like...
Okay.
But yeah, stuff like that, where it would be like... Boss Man can use handcuffs, but you can't.
Oh, yeah, like, I...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, when Ronda had her arm tied behind her back type of shit.
Kinda. Right, like something that's definitely, like...
Really askew, kind of,
like... gimmicking more than, like your gimmick-influenced specialty matches.
Yeah. Jericho can't shoot fireballs.
Right, something stupid
like that.
Right.
Like, yeah. Like, those are stupid.
So what do you got? So like I'm going, some of them can be stupid.
Some of them can be pretty stupid.
I can't think of a good one off the top of my head right now, but I mean, I'm just like, saying. I was thinking more like the Boiler Room Brawl, because we had it there in Jeopardy.
Yeah.
So like something like that, because it's like Mankind, because it was in a Boiler Room.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so, I don't know. I think they're just like overrated. Like, why are we doing that?
Some of the new, like, hand behind your back thing or whatever.
Yeah, I tend to not like those matches. Like,
I guess technically Buried Alive is a fucking gimmick.
Influence. Buried Alive is like an Inferno match with Kane can even be considered that, you know, because of the whole burning thing and fire and brimstone.
Mimosa blah, blah, blah. Pit fucking match. What the hell is that? Orange Cassidy fucking Jericho. Oh,
the Mimosa match. Yeah, like, those things are just fucking orange mimosas or whatever. Well, mimosa just has orange juice in it. I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
Whatever they call that match. Yeah, that shit was stupid. I hated that too. Like, it's just all overrated. There's no need to do any of that. Like, just, it's okay. Like, you know, you're not inventing the next best thing here.
No, I mean, and it's gonna be like a two match thing, and like nobody's gonna care about it.
Yeah,
Punjabi prison match.
It's definitely usually the bathroom break match.
Like, what the fuck is this shit?
You know, oh, it can only be one with the finisher, or this move can't be done, or like, I don't know.
Bullhammer band.
Yeah, like, stupid.
No, I said bullhammer.
I don't know.
Wade Barrett.
Yeah. I like the Wade Barrett. All right. Let's think here. I could give you a wrestler too. We do that shit a lot. So like, let's see. Who's a good wrestler? Or, say Bayley.
Bayley.
I think she's overrated, in my opinion.
I think she's very, very good. I do think that... I guess I'm going to go slightly overrated, maybe even just, like, overrated.
I think she's overrated. Yeah, I know she's got some good accolades. Don't get me wrong. But I just feel like she's... kind of overrated, because I don't think she's, like, she's the bottom of that group to me. And always will be.
She's the third best in her own group?
Yeah. Well, technically, in her case, the fourth best.
Oh, the fourth. Horsewoman?
Yeah.
I thought you meant...
That's what I meant by her group, sorry.
I thought you meant her new group.
No, her new group, she's probably second best in that group, I'll give her that.
Did you put an Io Sky?
I'm putting EO first, because I like EO. Io's the better wrestler out of the three of those women, hands down. And I guess I would say I like Bayley better than Dakota, because Dakota just kicks people. Like, that's her whole gimmick.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
She's a little Kiwi that kicks people.
Like,
I like the group together. I feel like it could go somewhere. Like, don't get me wrong.
It's an interesting group. So are all those tag teams, honestly, but, like...
Yeah, but, like...
But you need to build tag teams somewhere.
Yeah.
Stop throwing working people together. But
out of, like, her, Sasha, Charlotte... And I don't even like Charlotte that much, but Charlotte's better than Bayley. Because Bayley gets very dry and boring to me very quickly.
I just don't think you like to deal with the Karen.
The Karen thing is the Uber Karen thing. But the hugger thing wasn't much better to me either. No. The hugger cheerleader thing.
I didn't like that either. I think I hated that more.
Yeah.
I don't think I mind the Karen thing as much.
The Karen thing just bothers me. I don't like
it. Like I said, I'm gonna go...
Like, she's got good in-ring skills.
She's very good. She has a... But good, I also, a good list of championships.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go...
But if she didn't come up with the people she came up with, would she even been there?
I mean, she'd probably be Dana Brooke.
Yeah. Honestly, at the end of the day.
Right.
So, that's why I'm going to say overrated.
I will agree with you and say overrated. Okay. How about... the AEW Trios Championship.
Like, I'm not surprised they're doing this.
They kind of have to do this.
Yeah, with the amount of stables they have. Like,
the people they have.
I feel like it's been a long... And this is why we have that stupid Atlantic Championship, which is not encompassing just the Atlantic.
No, fucking... But Pac is defending it in all of Europe and everywhere else, so...
Which is cool. But
I mean, against nobody's.
But this is why we need a trios championship. It definitely is probably going to be like an overrated championship, though.
I already think it's overrated.
It's like the stupid jobber title of, I feel like, or just to give to a stable. This is meant to be given to like Death Triangle or like House of Black.
I think House of Black might have it, but.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. It's made for, like, all right, we got these groups that all... We have really good wrestlers in all of them, but we don't have another title to give them right now. Because we have too many fucking people. So let's make this trios title so we can put titles on the House of Black because we want to. But...
But they still have the ROH trios title.
Yeah, unless they're just dissolving.
And both of those tag team titles. I don't know. Right now they have everything.
Yeah.
I mean, does it... How many... So I'm going to go overrated just because right now there's a lot of fucking titles.
It's overrated. Yeah.
They need the fucking ROH show to open up so they can fucking showcase some of those.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. They need to get a TV deal for ROH. You know, because once you get a TV deal for ROH, you could put a lot of that on. And then you could stick some of your AEW people you have nothing to do with over there, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Make them flop back and forth. If I got nothing for you on fucking AEW right now, why don't I stick you on ROH for a while?
Yeah, totally agree.
It would make that show a little bit more interesting because that means you could end up with some of the better AEW wrestlers who just don't have a storyline at the moment getting thrust into one. Like, I don't know. They need the TV time with the amount of people they have right now.
They definitely need the TV time.
So.
All right. We got one more?
Sure.
No, I thought you were trying to give me one.
Yeah, I know. let's see. I'm trying to think. Wardlow.
Yeah. I think... The fans are definitely overrating him. I do think he's good and has a lot of potential. But the way... I'm going to go with overrated just because of the way the fans are treating him. I don't think he's done a lot, but I do think he's good and has potential.
I think he's overrated because I think they think he's, like, much better than he is.
Right.
Like, they're giving him a lot of this, like, I'm a monster thing, when it's like, ew, so what? You fucking powerbombed a lot of people.
You lost to Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, exactly. Twice, I think.
I mean, you had another loss in there, some CM Punk, too, right?
Yeah. Yep, probably twice again, because I feel like that happened at least twice.
So. Yep.
So, yeah.
I'm going to go overrated, but like I said, he's good. He's good in the ring.
He's beat up a bunch of security guards and some small.
He's fun to watch, but I'm definitely gonna go with overrated.
Because he's just. He could also probably seem to me like he'll get boring very quickly.
He could get boring very quickly because he's just gonna powerbomb people.
Yep, and it's like that's the.
He's gonna be Brock Lesnar.
Yep. But he's really not. He right. Doesn't have Brock Lesnar accolades.
True, but.
He might one day, but
yeah,
I think he's a little saying overrated.
That. I think he's a little overrated, right? I mean, I like him better than almost in any level of fucking big giants, though.
Almost is 1,000 times overrated.
Speaking of almost, I didn't see him on Raw the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I wonder why. Because he sucks.
Eh.
He just sucks, dude.
Eh.
There's nothing you can do with that guy. Get rid of him and bring somebody back.
Make him a fucking security guard somewhere.
Yep.
Anyway,
I don't know what
enough
to
almost
say.
Hates. So we're done.
Yep.
We're back in some capacity next week.
Yep.
Cause, you know, we just started a new season and all, so we should probably come back in some capacity at least.
Yeah, I'm available, so.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Yep.
So we'll see how the week goes. We'll talk about the title match.
We also have, like, 3 pay-per-views to do predictions for next week. Because there's Worlds Collide. Technically, then there's Clash at the Castle and there's All Out. So that would definitely be somewhat of what's going on next week.
All right, so there we go. We have prediction fucking
for crazy for everything. Weekend.
For the crazy week in wrestling in general.
Yep. So there's literally wrestling every night.
Yep. Well, it's like that everywhere. But it literally is every night.
Like Worlds Collide and Clash at the Castle. Worlds Collide and All Out are in the same night, I think. So, we even got 2, I guess you could call, pay-per-views in the same day. So, it's a very busy week for wrestling.
Very busy.
All right,
until motherfucking next week, motherfucking deuces.
Peace.